DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will open its gates for hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking at a Congress on Women's Justice in Istanbul Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. EU lawmakers called on Thursday for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup, although EU governments are unlikely to take heed. Israeli firefighters Friday focused on a blaze that had spread across Haifa, the country's third largest, and forced tens of thousands of people to leave their homes. It continued to battle more than a dozen other fires around the country for the fourth day in a row. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes as police forces and firefighting units were still heavily deployed. One woman describes what she returned when she came home.
My mother lives here, and yesterday when we heard that there is a fire here, we went away. And about 12 and a half in the night, we came back and we saw all this mess, all the albums here. That's the memory of my parents. Burnt out, and that's all.
Meteorologists predict that the fires will continue to burn because of the dry conditions in the country. No serious injuries were caused so far, but police officials do suspect that arson may be part of the blame. This is VOA News.